Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And I'm just going to toss right over to Lucas because your boy is still in pain. Okay, go ahead.
My painful boy. Mm-hmm. I am praying for you.
Thank you. Please pray. Be my other hand.
Is this how you do that?
That's praying, isn't
it? That's praying? Because we made a cross.
Praying is what those insects do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ones who know kung fu?
Right, right. Which I prefer to pry rather than pray.
Oh boy, do I pry.
Yeah.
Do not try to keep a secret from me.
I will get it out of you. Okay, so what you had something? You said, I need to start. And I said,
yeah,
I
want to start. I think more women should go bald. Shave your head. I think you should just go for it.
Like Will Smith's husband.
Like Will Smith's husband.
Yeah. I love that joke.
Is this Theo? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about bald women?
I don't care. I don't think it really matters.
I saw this woman with alopecia. It's where you lose all your hair.
Right.
On Reddit.
Will Smith's husband.
Yeah, like Will Smith's husband. And she's gorgeous. Yeah. I was like, you know what? That works in a weird sci-fi kind of way. In like a 80s action thriller. And she's like, like Dune.
Are you talking about Alien? Because you just watched Alien?
I did just watch Alien. No bald woman in that. Only Sigourney Weaver.
Damn.
But like, I don't know. I feel like Dune kind of has that kind of weird kind of, I don't know, like vibe. You just like got to lean people. Into it, I think, as a woman.
I don't think it's a problem. Because usually I feel like, I could be wrong, but I think the majority of times it is because it's medical. So like, it really doesn't matter. I think the majority, if you're bald, like there are handsome bald men. Not a ton, but there are.
Yes. Yeah. There are, I keep getting...
Majority of bald women I'd rather see than the bald men I see.
I see a lot of not good-looking bald... No, it's really bad. Usually men who should be completely bald, and they don't accept it.
Yep. And like a George Costanza.
Like a George Costanza, exactly.
Right.
Or like the old man that we play as in Zombies.
Yes. However, there's an exception to that rule, Stuart Shapiro.
Stuart Shapiro should never shave his hair.
He should have that wraparound all day. He deserves it.
He has the iconic, like, just like almost the full headband, but like lacking the forehead.
Right. If you had to picture an 80s lawyer,
this is him.
That's him.
So Reddit thinks I'm going bald because I keep getting recommended r/going bald.
Oh.
And it's a group of men who are going bald and all take the jump to shave their hair.
Wow.
And they go, "Hello, brothers, I've just joined." And everyone gives them like really great feedback. They're like, "You look so handsome." Like,
that's pretty wholesome.
"You're a gorgeous man." Like, congrats.
Yeah.
It was a bad time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so nice.
That's so wholesome.
And it's so accepting. Eventually, you have to realize it's time to shave your head. Now, I'm doing okay.
You're fine, by
the way. I think I'm doing fine.
I don't think your hair has receded at all.
At all. Which
I think that both of us will have hair for a very, very long time.
I think so. Let me see.
I'm not taking my hat off right now. I do not look good right now. My hair is atrocious.
I think you look handsome.
Thank you. But you know what you should do? You should join the bald and you should go. You should do the LeBron tweet where he's like in the rain and he's like, "I can't believe this is my life." And he's like, he looks like an Instagram girl. It's so funny. I'll put a picture of it. He's like, "I can't believe this is my life." You should do that, but with your hair still and just make everyone real to
the,
mad.
On the outside.
This is what beauty looks like, gentlemen.
Read it and weep.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
That's great.
Your hair's fine.
I think I'm going to be all right. I keep looking at the guys in the band, and it's bad. Max has been shaving his head.
Yeah.
Because
he
doesn't need to, but it does look good when he does.
He's of the people in my life that I've seen with at least 12 different hairstyles.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year, I feel like he does a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, he used to have the really long, and then he did the shaved side for a while.
Yeah. Yep.
I wasn't into that one.
No, the long mohawk with the shaved sides was real bad.
Yeah, and you know what?
No offense,
Max. I get it.
It was real bad.
It's college. Try to be somebody new. But
to be someone you're not.
I think we forgot that there's a lot of options.
Yes.
And that's just one of them.
There's so many options.
There are other options.
Yeah.
And doing that.
But yeah, hair... I've always been thinking about if I want to change up my hair. And I did this past year. I changed it up to what I have now.
Yeah, I like what you're doing.
I used to go a lot shorter. And I would either just spike it up in the front or it would just hang down here, kind of.
I would call it,
which I do. I liked better in terms of maintenance.
Oh,
it was easier.
Yeah.
I barely had to do anything when I woke up. I just had to shower and it was good. Like I didn't have to do much. Now it's a whole process and it still sometimes doesn't look good. But so it pisses me off.
Aaron, I got to be honest. Yeah. When it doesn't look good, I still think it looks better.
Really?
Yeah. I think you got to suffer for good hair.
Mm, that's fair. I agree. I think that I got to a point where I was like, I want to look a little bit older, which is why I got
a little bit more
the
mature.
Stash and the hair that I have. Because like I was really looking at pictures of me even a year ago and I was like, God, I'm a fucking baby.
Dude, I
started growing the mustache a year ago.
Did you?
I've had it for...
Has it been a year?
It's been almost exactly a year.
Congratulations.
I think it might have been... It might be exactly a year. I don't know when I started growing it, but I think it was recently.
You
like, went, in the past year.
1 year old. It's only 1 year. It's like a little baby.
Don't touch my face. Don't touch my face.
I kind of want to...
I know you want to touch it.
Sometimes I look at it from the side, and you got some long-ass whiskers, man. Like one mustache hair is pretty
huge,
long.
Yeah.
It's a big piece of hair.
It's hard to maintain, I'll be honest, because you have to cut it from like the bottom. You have to cut like under a little bit to keep it like so it's not like pointy. Like because my mustache grows the most here and it grows the most here.
Oh, but in the
middle. Between it doesn't grow as much. So that's what's really hard. So I gotta basically keep it to what's here because it doesn't grow as much.
Oh, that makes sense. So that weakest link in the chain.
Yes, exactly.
We
all have
to go off of that. Yeah. I don't get any hair in the middle at all.
Yeah.
I would have I think of it as like a very like a Fu Manchu where they just like two sides.
You are Fu Manchu. I really want to see you grow one. To do it.
I would, but I would not go over well with the girlfriend.
I just want to see you do it so bad. One day. I have it. It's in my list of bet ideas.
Really?
So basically, I have a list on my phone of if we ever get into an argument that leads to a bet where we're like, I bet you this.
Okay.
I have a whole list of things I would make you do.
Just me in particular?
Yeah, like the loser would do this.
Loser would grow a mustache?
That's one of them, yeah. For you, because I know Cassie would hate it.
Cassie would hate it.
So it's a duel.
That would be really funny,
it's a double.
Though. Cassie.
It would be hilarious. That one, speaking of hair, dye your hair. That's one.
I've done that.
You have done that, yeah. Do you remember?
I got frosted tips one summer.
Which is so... That was so funny.
Come on, that was hilarious.
It was very funny because you got... there was a specific shirt that I'm not going to mention that you would wear all the time with it. And it really worked.
It worked hard,
You
yeah.
became a character. Like,
yeah.
You became a caricature of yourself. It was very funny.
It was me. It was very much me, but it was a caricature. It was the most, think of the most outrageous shirt you can wear and just get away with it.
Yeah.
And then you get the frosted tips and then you act like me, which is, it's a whole bottle to unload.
A whole bottle though. Yeah. But those are two main
Do you have any other good ones?
Slap bet.
Slap
one.
Bet.
I've always wanted
scared.
To do a slap bet.
If I do a slap bet, I got to do something on my ears. I don't mind the slap. I'm worried I'm going to get clapped.
If someone's getting... Yeah, if you hit ears, that's fucked up. You can't hit ears. It's got to be just cheek. You got to
be
just cheek. And it's mainly... Don't palm. It's mainly fingertips. Because that's not going to hurt that much. It's going to hurt, but it won't hurt that bad.
I think you're right.
I've been clocked before.
Been clocked?
Yeah.
Have you done a slap bet?
No, I did a slap shot in college once.
What's that?
where you take a shot of whiskey and then get slapped.
That's funny.
I spun.
Really?
Yeah. My friend Michael Earl. And I made the mistake of going first. Because I thought he would gauge my slap and then give me the exact same power
that
I
gave
him.
You slapped him
first. I slapped first.
And you were nice.
And I was nice. I didn't hit him that hard. And he hit me. I mean, like handprint on my face the next morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you?
I spun. I fell. I spun and I fell. It was very funny.
Did you have like class or anything?
It was at the end of junior year. I don't think I had class. No.
Thank God.
Yeah. I remember my girlfriend at the time being like, "What the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
Why were you hitting each other?
What's her name? What's her name? Why does she hit harder than me?
Yeah. It was a man, which is so much worse.
It's a man. Why I just didn't expect him to hit
me. I didn't want him to
would you do one again?
Yeah
that sounds like fun. Maybe not with him.
Not with him. I'd have to gauge who I'm with. I would really have to gauge who I'm with. Yeah. But those are like three of them. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that I have, like bad ideas. I don't know.
Well, when you think of them, send them my way. I'm interested. We need to do more bets like that.
We do need to do more bets.
I don't.
We get into arguments enough that
should have more bets.
Yeah.
I am.
Before we look things up, it's the power to look things up. That's what changes it. Yeah. Because you can just go immediately and.
And they'll be like, okay, like, yeah. Why make a bet when you know in like 2 seconds?
Right. But also, I'm really not going to make a bet on something where I'm not like in myself 100% sure. You know, like if I'm like, I know I'm right.
Right.
Because you both have to believe you're right in order for the bet to be like.
Well, we're very cautious people. We understand when we don't know something truly. There are many people out there who are just like, this is correct.
Right.
Yeah. I had this happen to me last night. It was very frustrating.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
Why say you know when you don't know?
Yeah.
That's how those people get in trouble.
Yeah.
So then they make bets on this. And that's how you call their bluff is then you go, well, let's make a bet. Mm. And most people will back down.
Yeah. They'll go like, oh, well, I'm not sure. Or like.
Yeah. Well, then you go, like,
I guess let's look it up. Let's look it up.
Yeah. Well, then why did you challenge me?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, though. That they do that all
they will.
The time.
They will. Yeah. But I think we got to find something we're very like adamant about and make a bet on it.
Yeah.
I just don't know what, we have to be like a performance thing.
Yes. Like, yeah. I mean, it would have to be, I think once we start doing some more other content videos.
Yeah.
We can start doing that. Cause I think there should be like a prize and a loser, I guess, punishment when we do the Central Park race.
Right. I forgot about the Central Park.
The Central, which I would like to call inebriated arboretum.
What does arboretum mean?
It's arboretum's like just, I think it's like a like sanctuary for trees.
Oh, that's wonderful. Inebriated arboretum.
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
It's too good. We have to do it.
We have to do it. So basically we have this idea where Lucas and I would race from the top of Central Park to the bottom of Central Park. But we get very drunk first.
Yeah.
And we get people to film us and we start at like the middle of the far end, the top of Central Park, and we have to go opposite ways. And the two rules are, there's a few rules actually that the girls came up with that they thought we should do.
Oh, what was that?
They said one, no running.
No running. Damn. Okay.
One, no running. Two, no asking for directions. Three, you can't leave the walls of the park.
Right.
You have to stay within the park. And I forgot what the other one was.
Like, you can't even go on the sidewalk on the edge of the park.
Right.
You have to be in
the park. You have to be in the wall. Like, because it's surrounded by a wall. You have to be in the wall of the park.
Yep. Oh, my God. I want to do that right now.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound fun?
But we need people to film.
Yeah. I'm going to make them film.
You're going to make them film?
I'm going to make
them. Yeah, I feel like they would.
They tried to hijack it. I said, no.
What, they wanted to get involved?
Yeah, they wanted to do it. And I was like, no, you're filming.
I mean, they can do it by themselves after we've done it.
They can do it after us. Men first.
Men first. That's what you...
Obviously. That's how it's done.
That's how they did it on the Titanic.
It's how they did it on the Titanic.
That's how they got all those wonderful people off.
Always, still, to this day, men first.
Men first.
Yes. I mean, come on. If I see a revolving door, I'm going in before the... Okay. Because I'm going to push really hard.
And she's going to get hit in the back of her head. She's going to get carried and like all the way down. Like a hamster who ran a little too fast for his little legs.
Yes, it is. A hamster. Today's my brother's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And can I say his name?
Yeah, you said it last time.
I know.
You ask every time.
Errol.
Can I say his name?
Errol Fearn. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
18.
Eight?
The big 1-8.
He's...
Adult.
An adult. He's, as another generation might say, he's legal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, and I didn't.
You wouldn't. You didn't. I saw you just now, just not do it.
Congrats, Errol. Now you can...
One step closer, as I view the world, one step closer to death. I was thinking the other day, I want my tombstone to say, instead of a life well lived, I want it to be a life well... lived.
Commas. You just need a couple of commas. Yeah. Lived. Question mark. Lived?
Yeah.
Lived.
A life Well, lived.
Lived.
Well,
lived. Lived.
Yeah.
Great.
Just all you need. Two commas. That's all you need.
Dude, that's like when I was working at Guitar Center. I think I said this before. Somebody's trying to buy this guitar from a brand called Rogue. Rogue Instruments.
Okay, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they sell banjos and guitars and everything. Mm. They're like, well, what about this one? I'm like, oh, the Rogue? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, have you read the slogan? Because right underneath its logo says the slogan. Fine Instruments. And I'm like, you really want to buy something that says fine? It's fine.
It's
a fine instrument. It's fine.
I like that.
I think that's great. You like?
I like that.
The name or like my bit?
I like the name of, I like Fine Instruments.
Fine Instruments. You like that?
Yeah.
Rogue, Fine Instruments.
Because I feel like there are so many times in life when we just want something that is the best of the best that everyone loves.
Yeah.
And I feel like if something's just like, oh, it's fine. Oh, it'll work. Cool. I don't have to brag about it. I have to be like,
yeah, okay. You know? Okay. I can vibe with that. Yeah.
I can just like, I'm like, oh, perfect. That's fine.
It's fine.
I'm going to get it. It's going to be great.
It's fine. It's, you want to, this one's fine. This one's perfect. Yeah. This one will work.
It's one thing that doesn't have to be perfect in your
too
life.
Too many things are trying to be perfect.
Right. So you can just be like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Hey, how's your guitar? It's fine. It's fine.
And you're proud of it.
And you're proud of it. Yeah.
I like that.
I didn't
that.
Expect anything else.
Yeah.
You know that if it's like a little not perfect, you're like, oh, well, they said it was fine. You know, they said, no, it's fine.
They said it was fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
However, some people view the word fine as like,
fine,
like fine china, right? So it's right. Like the top it's of the
fine.
Top.
Yeah. I think that's what rogue means.
Mm,
but no,
rogue.
No.
Mm-mm. I need you to clarify for us because now I could possibly be embarrassed for standing up for you, and I don't even know the context of the word. So that's
I don't know.
Really
I don't know
up.
What rogue means. We could contact
rogue.
Them. Rogue. What are you even
saying?
Oh,
I thought you were saying, I thought you were saying, I don't know what rogue means. Just like the word rogue.
No, I don't know it's what like the company Lucas, is Jesus trying Christ. To say.
We got to talk about something.
Can we channel sign?
Yeah.
Can we talk about sign?
Doritos? Well done. Well done. Let me tell you something. I am obsessed with these new hot mustard Doritos.
They're so
They're
good.
They're unbelievable. If you like mustard at all, you will love these. They are so fucking good. It tastes like, they also have one called Tangy Ketchup.
Not as good.
But the hot mustards are unbelievable.
They're really,
I'm loving them.
I get excited every time he pulls them out. Yeah. I get a quick little.
Well, they were clearly loved enough because they only sold them in the small bags. And now they're selling them in the big bags.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is a big
I bet
step.
People are buying them because they are delicious. I couldn't believe how, I was really scared to try it. Mm,
yeah.
And I loved it. And I loved last night, Max had one by accident.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. That was
really funny.
That was, I watched it happen.
Did you watch it?
Because I saw him, the Dorito bag was down.
Yeah.
He reaches over. I'm watching him. He's like, he doesn't know what these are.
He has no idea what he's getting
into. He just thinks they're Doritos.
Yeah.
He took a bite and he goes, he was looking into your room and he turned around and he looked at the bag. And he was like,
what
are these? They're amazing. They're so
they don't good. Taste like Doritos, but they're really no, good.
You have to go get them. Go get them. Which, you know what's crazy? I'm sorry. I'm just now remembering.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm just
bring
now
it up.
Thinking. I found this thing on TikTok. I was scrolling, popped up. It is a company that sells, I think it's out of China or somewhere in Asia. They sell like boxes. You can buy like big boxes of different international candy and drink products. So you can get like international bottled Red Bulls and like candies, all different kinds of flavored candies and sodas that you can't get in America.
Oh, what?
It's really fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they have like taco Doritos. Like just all different flavors. Like a
how
shit
do we get it?
Stuff.
How do we get it? I want it now.
It's a company. I forgot what it was called, but I will find it again. I followed them.
Yeah, they're good.
they're brilliant too, marketing wise, because they're like, let's pack up this order, and they put all the different things in there, and it's kind of like ASMR-ish.
Oh,
like
that's
filling
great.
Up the, I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
I want that.
But
I
saw
that,
the glass Red Bull,
glass.
And I was like, yeah, it comes in a glass like Coke bottle, but it's Red Bull.
What?
Isn't that fucking cool?
Oh, I'd kill for
Isn't that.
That cool? I'm looking that up now.
Do it.
That sounds awesome.
It's so cool.
Red Bull in a glass.
You would drink it like that. You'd have to have an accent. In a glass.
In a glass.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, that's just somebody pouring it in a glass. I'm an idiot.
I'm just going to... I'll just send it to you. I'll just send the...
Oh, no, no. Here it is. Here it is. Like this?
Yes.
That is insane.
Isn't it cool?
For the people at home, you can't see it. That's okay.
Isn't that cool, though? And yeah. They had, like, a bunch of different candies and sodas, too. And chips and all these different flavors that you can't get in America.
Can we?
We get a box? Can we get a mystery box? I don't want to get a mystery box. I want to choose. I'll look it up on my computer and we'll figure it out.
Let's make
some new stuff. We're going to get some stuff.
I want to make a bet around this, but I don't know how we would.
How would we make a bet?
I don't know. I'm dumb. Yeah. All right, ready?
I'm still angry. Yeah, I'm still angry about mayonnaise, but go ahead.
Yeah, Hellman's.
That's fucked up. You tell us you're going to send stuff and you haven't yet. It's been like a month.
What happened?
You're breaking a man's heart and spirit.
What happened?
His body's already been broken, so you didn't have to do that. But his mind and spirit and heart, all broken now. He's nothing.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I think he's a figment of my imagination sometimes.
I haunt you.
You do haunt me. That's a fact. Did you say I want you or I haunt you?
I haunt you.
Yeah, you haunt me every day.
I'm the specter who needs his mayonnaise.
Yeah, you do.
All right, everybody. Kittens are better than puppies.
Oh.
Across the board.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I'm tearing up because I'm thinking of the comment section of this clip. Oh my God.
Kittens are way better
versus
than
puppies, not cats versus dogs.
Not cats versus dogs. Okay. Kittens versus puppies. You know what? I'll make an argument for you. I'll do the thinking for you. Watch this. Okay.
Okay.
Kittens. Kittens are small and they're very cute. Yeah. Puppies also very cute. And you go, okay, well, puppies are cuter than kittens. And that's people's first. Have you ever had a puppy? Have you ever? They are atrocious. They're little gremlins. They hate you. They hate you. They will bite your fingers every little fucking chance they get. And they have these like little needles for teeth.
Yeah.
And they go,
you're right. You're right.
And then they'll shit. They will shit every 2 hours. And they pee every 1 hour. Yeah. And then they sleep. And then they get up and they shit everywhere. And they're annoying. Yeah. They're tormenting you for so long, and it lasts a long time, and they're not good.
Right.
You get a kitten. They are born cats. Yeah. They are born adults. You get a kitten, the kitten goes, where's my litter box? You don't even have to show them. You don't have to show them. They go, yes, yep, okay, yep, yeah, I get the layout here. Where am I shitting? Like, he's very in his lane.
Yeah.
He'll find the litter box. And he'll shit in there. He'll even cover up his shit.
Yeah.
That is instinctual. Puppies are like, I will eat and I will eat my shit.
Yeah.
I am eating my shit. They do that.
They are. That's not a debate, is the fact that cats are smarter than dogs.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
If anyone thinks that dogs are smarter than cats, you're an idiot. But I don't. So the question is, you said they're better.
Kittens are better than puppies.
I would agree. I would say better, but not cuter.
Not cuter. I think that's fair. I actually think puppies are cuter.
Is unbelievably cute.
I don't know what
I do love kittens though as well. They are also adorable, but something about a little puppy.
I want to rub my face in the puppy's face. I want to ruffle his feathers, you know?
You need to pet
I want to upset that puppy.
I want to just like cuddle it and I want it to cuddle me. Our dog hates cuddles.
What?
Yeah, she's very anti-cuddle.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Our cat was anti-cuddle too, but he knew when we weren't feeling good. And so he'd cuddle with us. Like usually like he didn't,
okay, well, that's nice.
Like sometimes he'd be picked up and he'd be fine, but you could tell he's just like waiting to be put back down.
Yeah.
You know, he would never like really attack us. He only like scratched me once, like and we had him for years. I mean, like I want to say 8-9 years because we got him as an adult, but we had him for a very long time. He only scratched me one time.
But y'all weren't like friends.
Oh, we were buddies.
Oh.
He was my best friend, for sure.
But he didn't like cuddling?
He did.
He'd just hang out.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he would lay with you, sure. But he didn't like cuddling. Like he didn't want to be like held or like if my arm was like around him or something, he didn't like that.
But
he would lay with you.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. that's cool. That's cool. I'm okay with that.
Right. But he was like an outdoor cat. He just liked to be outside. He liked to be hunting and killing.
Outdoor cats are like that. They come and go. They come and go.
You know how I had this, I guess it's a theory. It's not really a theory, but if you grew up with pets, right, you have, even if you have multiple, you have that one pet that was there with you through like your most developmental years of like middle school through high school, like into college. And that was the cat for me. Like when I think of like my favorite pet, he was my favorite pet I ever had because I was in high school and college, like, and he was my pet, you know?
Yeah, he was there for, he understood you.
Right, right.
Through everything.
Yeah.
That was my cat as well. That was also my cat.
It's weird. It's strange to think that.
Who just recently passed away. Rest in peace, Ringo. R.I.P. Ringo. Rinaldi.
I just saw a picture of him in my phone today. I was scrolling.
In your phone that you had taken
that
him?
I took when I visited you last, which was almost a year ago, by the way. It's crazy. We got to do the 999 again.
Yes, we do.
But
Coney Island.
Second attempt. Yeah. But yeah, R.I.P. Ringo. This is a great pick. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
I guess dogs.
Okay. Let us know what you think. Kittens or puppies, dogs or cats. I'm not going to make a comment on dogs or cats.
Ripped apart.
Okay with that.
I'm just going to say.
Fact or crap?
Crap.
Okay. Next movie.
Okay. Different than Real or Scam?
This is Real or Scam, but it's about a fact.
Okay.
Real or Scam? Ba-da-ba-ba. Fact or crap? Ba-da-da-da. We should write that.
Yeah, it's good.
Get one of those boards and you press the button.
I wish I had a board.
This is something I came across very recently.
Really?
Again on Reddit.
Oh, of course.
So I'm on.
You spent a lot of time there.
Recently, I gotta delete it.
Yeah, is it like your number one app, social media wise?
TikTok. Yeah. And then once I run out of TikTok, I'm at work and I can't watch videos because it's like I'm on the phone a lot.
Yeah,
it's Reddit.
Yeah,
it's Reddit.
I do love. I like Reddit. I was never a big Reddit guy.
I don't like Reddit that much. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's just like it is. It's good to get weird information from.
Yes, and this is what this is.
Okay. Okay.
So I was on r/history.
Okay.
And I was scrolling as you do, and I came across this. So it was like a letter that somebody had found from around the time of, I think it was like 1850s. It was like,
okay,
but it was about Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And it was when he was like I think he was a senator or congressman, one of those.
Okay.
And apparently it was one congressman to another congressman complaining about Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
And they're like, I fucking hate sitting next to this dude.
Really?
Because he smells so bad.
No.
Because he apparently smelled really bad.
Wow.
He had really poor hygiene. And he kept calling him Abraham Stinkin'.
No way.
The whole time. Throughout the letter. I couldn't read it very well because it was in cursive. Oh. But they kind of translated like too long to read thing.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that we just no longer can read cursive as a society?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Fuck
it's outdated. I want to
fuck cursive.
Fuck cursive.
I'm tired of you and your cursive. The only thing I will ever use cursive for is my signature. That's it.
So, and guess what? I only know how to do the first letter of each page name.
If I had to like write something, it would take all of my brain power to write like even one page of cursive.
Oh my, I think I could.
Remember the G? The G was like...
G.
The G was like you were drawing... You were an architect for a trapeze act.
Like
you were drawing
G?
Like two circles and a squiggle and like a loop-de-loop and then you went across. What is that? That's not a G.
No. That's weird. Nothing. That it's is a waste weird. Of my time is what it is.
Yeah. And apparently they've never even agreed upon the F.
What?
Yeah. First of all, my dad does the F real weird. It's just an O. My dad's F is this. It goes like this.
I'm sorry.
So you start at one point, right? You go down, circle like an egg, come up. That's it.
Circle like an egg and come up. We'll do that again?
Yeah. So you start at one point, right? Come down.
Down.
Up. Up. Through the other line to the top. So it's like two little spikes at the top of like an egg.
It's not enough.
I know it's not enough.
But
I don't think mine is the F either. I don't know what the F is.
I don't know what the F is.
It's more of like an egg.
That,
It's egg with hair.
You know what it is? It's the breast cancer awareness ribbon.
Upside down breast cancer awareness ribbon. Yes.
Well, he's a supporter. Yeah, Good for him.
They've never even agreed upon the F. Anyway, sorry. Continue with this Abraham Lincoln thing.
Well, that's kind of it.
He's just stinky.
He's stinking. Abraham Stinking.
They called him Abraham Stinking
behind his back.
That's where I call crap.
Really?
Because I don't think people were funny back then. I just don't. You hear like
I've never heard
the
a
way
joke.
They spoke in every letter we've ever read in history class, and they are all just boring. I mean, like, what are we doing? Write something that's actually has a joke here or there.
Right. Write something interesting. They're like already dead. They've accepted I'm a dead person and I belong in history.
They know that they only have maybe 2 years left. But I'm
35. I'm the oldest man to have lived in my family. Tuberculosis will get me next year, next winter.
Yeah, they're always like, their jokes were always like, I'm going to put a little sign to them that says, like a jost in there. It's like one word that they changed to be like, I'm going to put rat in here so they know what I mean. A little jab.
A little jab.
And everyone's
take
like,
take that, Bentley.
Fuck, dude, just say fuck you. Like, do something funny.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to.
They can't. Name one comedian from before 1920. Exactly.
Maybe Taft. Because I mean, he got stuck in a bathtub.
That bathtub thing was fucking funny. You know what? I'll put Taft in the comedian
Taft
list.
Was the first comedian ever, I'm going to say.
But he invented comedy.
He did.
By accident. Yeah. And then he went, no, I did that on purpose. And everyone's like, you can do that? You can do that on purpose?
You can like be funny on purpose. Because before that, people were only funny because they were at the like threat of losing their lives. The jester, right? If you weren't funny, if you didn't make the king and queen laugh, you got killed.
Right, right.
You're dead. You're done.
So you have to.
You have to be funny. But they weren't even really funny. It was mainly, they just had to be...
weird?
They had to get, like, beat up, and then they'd laugh. Like, that's... The jester had to be, like, beat up a little bit.
It'd be like, whoa, punch me in the eye.
Right, yeah. It was mainly, that's where slapstick came from, was the jester.
The jester?
Yeah.
Damn. I think, I hate to say this, I think I would have been a jester. I think I would have been...
Lucas.
Killed as a jester.
You think so little of yourself, but you would.
Thanks.
You would have been the jester, for
sure.
Yeah.
You built up my confidence just to strike me down, but I appreciate
it. You would have been the jester. I mean, that's not a bad thing to be.
I had a lot of fun.
You get to live in the castle.
You get to live in the... You eat well.
That's
you do better than your forefathers, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what I would be, if I'm being honest. I'd probably be in the quartet.
Quartet?
There's always a quartet that the king and queen have. There's always people playing music.
Oh.
I would have just learned the violin or something.
Yeah, I could see. I think.
Dude, I would have been born poor, though. So I would have probably had to be a baker, maybe.
He could be a baker. I could see. No, you know what I see you as? I see you as a butler. As like a.
That's so much worse than a jester.
It is not worse.
Fucked.
No. I think you could have been a butler.
I could turn my own fortune. I could work them, you know?
Well, see, that's what I mean. Like, your personal assistant.
It was the butler. I would kill
that. That would be you. You would do that.
Yes.
You're always the villain. See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not always the villain. I would just play a good villain. That's different.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I mean. We're playing parts here.
We got to write me a good villain part.
The butler.
But that's not the villain.
You just don't like being called the butler.
You don't want to be the butler.
You want to be more important than the butler.
Yeah.
You think the baker's more important than the butler?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Like PETA.
The baker? Yeah. Look at PETA, yeah.
No.
Who's the butler in Hunger Games? No one.
Exactly. Because everybody in the Hunger Games was supposed to be of poor disquality.
Right.
Made that word up.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Okay, you know what? Fine. You can be a baker. I think you'd be a good baker.
Okay.
I think you'd be a great baker, actually. Why don't you bake
more? I'd sneak into the castle at night.
And you'd kiss the princess. Betwixt the lips.
Wake her up from her slumber. She'd be like, what are you doing here? Why'd you kiss? I'm trying to sleep. What are you doing? Guards!
I was just trying to deliver this croissant that I made.
I think that's why Monty Python is so fucking funny. It's because nobody really makes parodies of that time period, at least before they did.
Yeah.
So funny.
They're so good, man. They're too good.
Ugh. Yeah, I think crap.
Crap. It is true. It is not real. It is not a real thing.
It's definitely
not. He did have a very high-pitched voice, though. Did you know
that?
Yeah, like an annoyingly high-pitched voice.
So Daniel Day-Lewis was a fucking liar.
Yeah, unfortunately. No. It was 4 score and 20 years ago. Something like
that. Was he British?
I don't know.
He was a British man from Nebraska.
He was a British man.
Lucas Pitch.
Lucas Pitch. Naked water park. You do a water park, no clothes. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly where your brain is going. This is not good, A, for children. I agree with you there. Don't worry.
I wasn't even thinking about the children yet, but now I am.
Children are not allowed, of course. But B, all of the disgusting people you're going to see.
Right.
Because you would think, okay, well, now I see all the parts I don't want to see.
Because the people who go to the naked things are not the people you want to see naked.
That's what you'd think. I'm thinking, hold on.
All right.
I'm thinking it's...
Let him work.
Thank you.
Come on, Mark Cuban.
I'm thinking that it is a, like a, there's like a barrier. There's like somebody, there's a bouncer for the naked water park.
Oh, no.
So there's a ugly, not ugly guy. And that's, but...
Lucas, it's so bad.
It's free.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
So it's free. So you can go and you can get rejected.
So you either get in and have a great time for free.
Yes.
Or you get emotionally battered.
Or you get emotionally battered. And that's the payment.
I like that.
And here's the other thing. You can also purchase a seat to watch people get bounced.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
So
that's good for money.
So you can show up clothed and go, I'm here to watch people get bounced.
Mm-hmm.
And watch them get humiliated or get see a very attractive naked person.
Yeah.
You know?
So my only thing with this would be, one, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. But how do we keep them coming back, right? It's a business. You got to keep them coming back. Those people that got rejected, they try to better themselves. You change the bouncer every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never the same bouncer. Never the same bouncer. There's no consistency.
And you could get in one day and not get in the next day.
Yeah. It's completely dependent on taste.
Yes, exactly.
Like the bouncer's taste. Now, this is going to develop a subculture, right, of people who are tracking each bouncer,
yes,
seeing what dates they go on,
yep,
trying to find out their type to know which days they can get in.
Yes, each day, like at the beginning of the day, or like at midnight, the bouncer's released, like who's the bouncer going to be next day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
Everyone like goes and researches it, and it's like, wait, oh my God, are we going to get in? You're not going to get in. You can't come. Like, don't even come. It's going to be horrible for you. And then there's like, there should be a room or like a party room for the people that don't get in.
Yeah, there's like a
or there's one slide. There's a spot where it's one slide, but you have to keep it close.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's terrible. No, it's great. It's great because then we can benefit from this. We make playing cards. Not playing cards, but we make like collectible cards.
Okay. Yeah.
Based on
like
each
baseball
bouncer.
Cards. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baseball cards for each bouncer cards. Right, right. So each, and then you want to collect all of them.
Okay.
And if you get a complete set,
yeah,
right, you can try to cash it in for a free get in.
So there's like a Willy Wonka clause.
Right. There's a Willy Wonka clause.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
There is a pay to win here.
Okay.
And I think that person needs to wear a party hat so we all know who they are, but they can get in at least.
I love that. I love it a lot.
The dunce
hat. I have one step further.
Yes.
If you collect every card of every bouncer for that summer, right? So say it's like when during the season when the water park's open, you collect every card of every bouncer. You then, for the next year, get to go in whenever you want, one, and two, you get to choose the bouncers.
Oh.
Or you get to be a bouncer one day. Like,
okay. But it's only the first person to do it can do that. Right, 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 right. Yes. Yes. No, that is the true Willy Wonka clause.
Yeah.
Because you got the golden ticket and we're handing over the keys to the park.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to choose. You get to choose either I'm choosing the bouncer every day, which is a big responsibility, by the way. You know, a lot of people could be very angry with you.
And
you have to be up at midnight.
Yeah.
They will be. Or number two, you become the bouncer. The amount of power you must
have. You have so much power.
That'd be awesome.
You have so much power.
Ooh, and armed guards. I just want that.
You need armed guards. And also, we are going to do it like Darien Lake style. We will have an amphitheater.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There will be giant concerts there.
For no reason.
But only for small artists.
And
they must be nude too.
The artists are nude, but the people in the audience are also nude.
Yes, everyone's naked.
Yes, yep. Everyone's naked.
That's just how it goes.
No sex.
No.
So no sex.
That's disgusting.
You get shot by the armed guards if you have sex.
There's threat of death.
There's threat of death.
This is the most utopian thing we've ever come up with.
Isn't this great? Isn't this amazing?
This could be a movie. This could be like a psychological thriller.
It's called Waterslide.
Someone get M. Night Shyamalan on the line.
Oh my God,
he would love it. He would jump all over this.
Yes, he would. Dude, he'd get naked for the premiere. Yeah. Oh my God,
he'd be nude the entire time.
Shamadick, absolutely. Yeah. No, they have to shoot the whole crew has to be nude when they shoot
it.
What's the twist? What is the M. Night twist?
Oh, I don't know what the twist is. I don't know. I don't know what the twist would be. I kind of just like it as a business model too. It's pretty good.
Kind of genius, right?
Brilliant. You're so smart.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Here's my money.
Take my money.
Well, that's all that we got for today. Thank you all for listening. Please subscribe and follow us on all social media. Again, please follow us on TikTok. We want to get to 1,000 so bad. Please. Please get us to 1,000. I'm begging you. And we're almost to our 100th episode. So
oh, shit.
Stick around for that. And we will see you next week.